Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, welcome to Kitchen Politics 123, the radio show. I'm David Franklin in New Mexico.
Hi, good evening, everyone, and this is Lori Pica from Michigan. I hope everyone is doing well, and we're ready to go.
Yes, the number to call is 515-605-9802. So much has been going on in politics today from last week. Where do we go even start? When will Trump be charged with anything? WNBA star Brittany Griner found guilty and will spend 9 years of her life in a Russian prison. Will a plea deal be made or a prison exchange happen? We're talking about prison exchanges, weapons traitor. He's in prison here. The CIA caught him, and they're talking about swapping him for Brittany Griner. The January 6th committee marches on and sheds new light on the bandula shenanigans of the mass uprising by the Proud Boys and other right-wing fringe groups responsible for the insurrection. Nancy Pelosi visits Taiwan and China, and China threatens violence in military drills trying to intimidate the Taiwanese, who since 1999 has been part of China and a deal with Great Britain. Was part of the Commonwealth of Great Britain, but in 1999 they gave it up. The U.S. Senate finally votes for medical aid for veterans of war after Democrats and John Stewart shames them to do the correct thing. Kansas upholds legal abortion in their state's constitution. How will all these things have an effect on the November 8, 2022 midterm elections? As I said, at the top of the show, call us 515-605-9802. Say your first name and where you're calling from. We'd love to hear from you, no matter your political stripes or if you're independent. Thanks for liking, commenting, sharing everywhere. This is Kitchen Politics 123, the radio show. We're not anti-social, we're anti-stupid. Let's get cooking. So, where should we start, Lori?
Well, Nancy Pelosi, how about if we start there?
Mm-hmm.
She was
Sounds
the first.
Good.
Yeah, she, it's been 25 years since the Speaker of the House mm-hmm. visited Taiwan. And, of course, mm-hmm. China is very upset. And they're threatening, I think they shot a missile.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to find the article. Yeah, you have a clip?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay,
no,
go ahead then.
I just didn't get the clip and everything. get that clip soon. But yes, is it that they're trying to intimidate the United States or, you know, hold their own, you know, come and try to upstage China and everything. So rocket launch towards Taiwan Strait after Nancy Pelosi visit. Here it is. Well, I was hoping for commentary, but let's find another one. these things, China's trying to start a war. What do you think is going on?
I think they're just acting like big bullies. I mean, I don't understand why they're so upset, you know, that she went to Taiwan. But I really do think that they're just, you know, flexing their muscles. But then again, you know, that's how communist countries are. And we know because of what Russia did with Ukraine, you know, why can't China just, you know, start trouble? It's in their blood to do that kind of stuff because they're brutal, you know. So we don't want that to happen.
Exactly. Everybody is aware of war because Ukraine and Russia is going at it. And it's a stalled international trade and cut it down drastically. You know, so nobody wants war. Here is a report on a trip from Nancy Pelosi to Taiwan.
Okay.
The flag carrying Speaker Pelosi's delegation landed in Taiwan Tuesday. A warm welcome spread across Taipei's iconic skyscraper. But from Beijing, a very different message. China's military released this threatening video showing recent drills, apparently simulating an invasion.
Mayfong, the U.S. will certainly shoulder the responsibility and pay the price for undermining China's sovereignty and security interests.
China this week stepped up military exercises near Taiwan. Analysts expect those drills to intensify in the coming days, raising fears of a miscalculation.
Right now, the most important thing is that the two sides are signaling their intent very carefully and very clearly. And, you know, that is key to preventing this situation from escalating into a larger crisis.
Pelosi is making the highest level U.S. visit to Taiwan in 25 years. In 1997, then House Speaker Newt Gingrich also visited Taiwan and Beijing. Gingrich recently told VOA he thinks Pelosi's trip will only amount to an irritation to U.S.-China ties.
So I think this is, at one level, a lot of noise about nothing. I think if she holds her ground, the Biden administration doesn't act timidly and almost cowardly, I think everything will be fine. She'll go, it'll be a nice event.
Taiwan residents, who are accustomed to threats from China, have mixed feelings. A large portion are relieved at the prospect of U.S. support.
On the other hand, there is a group of Taiwanese people who are very suspicious about the intention and the purpose and the effect of the visit. A lot of them are questioning whether this is actually going to accelerate the pace of angering China, pushing China to take a more unwise, unreasonable action against Taiwan.
Many fear what is to come, not just this week, but in the months and years ahead, as China gets more powerful and more threatening. Bill Gallo, VOA News.
Okay, so China is being a bully, and America not really stand for it. China makes $12 trillion in exporting, and the United States makes just as much or a little bit more. China is responsible for 12% of exports compared to the United States, 8.1. And Taiwan collects $860 billion in exports. So imagine if China and the United States have a war, that way come to a grinding halt and the world may suffer for it. More, you know, bones in a coming war and going into economic depression worldwide. So nobody wants war. They're aware of war. And let's hear what this call from Michigan wants to talk about. But you're going to say something before we call to you.
No, I was just going to say that You know, it just gives them another reason. It was just like Russia with Ukraine. It gives them a reason to be a bully. You know, I don't think we went to Taiwan to irritate China.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it makes no sense. So, mm-hmm. And we don't want war. I know China really doesn't want war. I mean, honestly, mm-hmm. I think they're hurting in many ways. They still have problems with their virus and all of mm-hmm. that. They're still wearing masks, et cetera, in China. They were mm-hmm. in lockdown about a month ago, severe lockdown.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they're just mm-hmm. flexing their muscles is what I think.
Yeah. Yes.
But then
the dragon trying to rise.
You know, mm-hmm. Pardon?
Yeah. The dragon is trying to rise.
Yeah,
and challenge
exactly.
the superpowers in the United States, the evil
yeah,
forces of
exactly.
dragon.
Yeah, just mm-hmm. like flexing muscles, you know.
Yes.
You know.
Hello, Susan from Michigan. Hello, Carla. Welcome to Kitchen Politics 123. What's on your mind tonight? Oh, I guess the person will all speak.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, Carla, you're live on air. I guess the caller would rather listen.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
Oh, stop. Mm. Hi, guys. It's Madeline.
Oh, hi,
Madeline.
Madeline.
Oh, okay. Madeline, hello.
Hi, Dave. Hi, Lori.
Hi, how are you?
Hello. Excellent.
I've had better days, but that's okay, darling.
Yeah, I know.
You were asking mm-hmm. about what's China's reason for being so, just so.
Mm-hmm.
Here's
mm-hmm.
the question. Was that Taiwan under China rule for wasn't
oh, yeah.
it part of?
Oh, yeah.
China
wants Taiwan, just like, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
That's
just
what
like,
the thing is.
Getting more and more independent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the thing is, China was a protector.
What could? Go ahead.
Yeah, you just said this. China was a protectorate of Great Britain until 1999, where they had a ceremony and mm-hmm. and Taiwan was handed over to China because they had this deal and everything. And China is communist. Taiwan is a democracy. So
mm-hmm.
sooner or later. A clash going to happen between ideologies. So that's where we stand now.
Mm-hmm.
And the United
States want it back.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yes.
I truly
yeah,
don't understand
like
what they could. I truly don't understand what China could gain from such a small island. Okay. Now, different. Now, the Russia and Ukraine story. Yes, Russia's
mm-hmm.
maps of Ukraine is small, but.
Yep.
If we look at everything that Ukraine, it's so rich in everything,
mm-hmm.
and it provides so much in Europe that
mm-hmm.
those
mm-hmm.
oligarchs want more. They have taken every drop out of Russia, and they want more.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it is. Russia.
That's always what it is.
I mean, Ukraine has the natural resources that are unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
They have
yes, they
mm-hmm.
do.
They have the corn. They provide food, the grain
yep.
mm-hmm.
throughout the in all of through
mm-hmm.
Europe. They are
yep.
you know sometimes
mm-hmm.
the first, second, third, or fourth largest producer. That little country. That's
yep.
why Putin wants it.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And they're destroying it though. The thing is he's destroying
well,
it.
Well, they're
as it
destroying
goes
the buildings. What they they're destroying the buildings. What they want
you know.
Is in the ground.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
It's a
absolutely.
Shame. It's just heart wrenching.
I know it is.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
And added to which, Ukraine has the two biggest ports in Europe, and that's
yep.
a good thing for trade. They trade wheat, barley,
mm-hmm.
Oil. It's also good for a military tactical location, you know. So do you
so
think
I understand
that
to a degree why that maniac
mm-hmm.
wants Ukraine. But I have no
mm-hmm.
conceivable idea. Does anyone have an idea why China wants Taiwan back? What does Taiwan have that China won't
they've,
do anything until
Taiwan,
I let the benefit?
They've wanted Taiwan forever. They really
I know,
have.
But what
I think it's only because it's a democracy. I think that's why.
Okay.
You
well,
know,
I had to
I mean, what else?
I just could not understand why China, as big as it is, with the economy of the world, and they want this little island? What?
Yeah, it makes no sense.
Yeah, because remembering
that,
go ahead.
It used to be theirs, and then the British got it. And then the British,
yeah,
because of treaties and everything, gave it back to China
here
in 1999. Added to which that their trade is $860 billion per year. That is the main reason, I think, why China wants Taiwan, you know, and convert to communism and under the Chinese Communist Party. You know, it's all economics.
Yes, it is. All the dollars, Dave. Mm-hmm. And by the way, Dave, I love your postings on Facebook. The one today about being disgraceful made my day. Thank you very much.
Yes, yes.
I really
Jesus
did not believe
Christ.
He got that big. I cannot believe he got that big.
Oh,
he's a mess.
Disgusting. And you notice without his makeup and everything, he looks like
basically
white trash.
Well, you know,
with
that kind of money, no woman would walk around looking like that.
Mm-mm.
And why would he? No. I don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
no
he
sense,
can get a trainer. He can get a cook. He can get everything he wants to make him right.
Mm-hmm.
And which would show me more respect. That he cared enough, but think about what I just said. He care enough about himself, but he doesn't care about others. So why would he care about himself? I don't know.
That's right. Absolutely.
It's pretty. That picture was like, I had to just really look to see if it was him.
I didn't
Oh, my
see
God.
It.
Well, you will eventually.
Yeah.
Oh, my Lord.
Oh, I know. I know.
Be afraid.
I
But thank you, David. Thank you. I enjoy
thank
all
you.
Your
No problem.
Posts.
Yeah, and more coming.
Oh.
You know,
good.
Especially
yeah, don't
with
stop.
The Kitchen Politics. Oh, yeah, the Kitchen Politics 123 Facebook page. It's catching a fire recently. You know, we're getting feedback and everything. You know,
awesome.
To,
can we talk about
near
Alex?
Future, huh?
Can we talk
about
Alex Jones?
Oh, yes. We love
that
him.
Piece of garbage. Sorry
yeah, no
for anybody
kidding.
Who likes him.
Nobody
but,
who? Nobody here.
Had to throw the disclaimer out there. Yeah, he's already. Yeah, but that's just he's got to pay $4 million. But yet, that's not punitive yet. I don't think tomorrow will be tomorrow will be the big amount. I think.
Yeah, they haven't haven't come up with a number.
Oh, for Sandy Hook, $4 million. Yes.
Well, yes, well, but they haven't decided.
But there's the other side. Tomorrow's more money. I don't know why they did it
yeah,
in two different days.
The punitive damages.
I hope he goes bankrupt.
Yeah.
Well, he's claiming he's bankrupt. Now, the judge today looked at him and said, this is not your show. This is a courtroom.
Good.
Okay. He laid it right out because he likes to run. He's not afraid of it. He likes to run his mouth.
And he's on the oath and keeps lying.
Well, it's going to cost him in his pocket, bottom line. I mean, how many of them had to stop? Joe Rogan had to stop?
No. No. Marjorie Taylor Greene, they haven't stopped. She hasn't
stopped. Well, no, like Fox News, you know, that they're not promoting the lie anymore.
Yeah, I know.
They're not. They all know they got to stop saying it's the big lie, okay?
Well, I hope that Alex Jones' karma comes around.
Oh, amen. Because
that's what for. He
all
deserves
those parents.
It.
Oh,
yeah.
How can you say it didn't happen?
Yeah.
Where does that come from? David, where does that, Lori, where does that, where
I don't
does that
know.
Come from?
I don't know. How can somebody go on air and lie like that? It just,
I still
don't understand how they do it and have a conscience or sleep at night or don't think that it's not going to bite
they
them
don't.
In the ass.
Well,
I
it is now, but at the time, it's all
you
can get away with. It's all that you can get away with.
It's
and, you know,
awful.
Somebody was a great example for that, okay?
Yeah, we know that.
Mm-hmm. You know,
and it also says that having already secured $1.5 million in fines from Mr. Jones, the plaintiffs are now due $5.6 million that Alex Jones will have to pay them. So,
that's just today's fine.
Yeah.
Right? Tomorrow's even.
Yeah, he doesn't look too happy, but oh well. Every dog has their day.
You know, I don't know if he has children, but
I don't know.
Karma is.
I don't know.
Who would sleep with that dog? Have you seen Alex Jones, of course? Who would sleep with a dog like Alex Jones? He's not the best looking person.
Oh, my God.
Good
Thank
Lord.
You, David.
He's running competition with Trump in terms of the sexiest man alive. No, I don't think so. Yeah.
Yeah. I know. Pretty disgusting. Pretty disgusting.
Well, it'll catch up to him regardless of what he thinks. And his pocket will, he tried to claim bankruptcy. There's no way. The judges don't even try it. I like it where the pecs, see, this is somebody screwed up. The law, I think somebody in the prosecutor's office, by mistake, sent to the Sandy Hook parents. The text that were on his phone and that the lawyers all had. And that is going to certainly that's going to commit him. That is what's going to do him in. Mark my words.
Well, I just looked up the net worth of Alex Jones and it's about $5 million.
Oh, bye bye. Okay. We're good.
Isn't that nice?
You know what? Tomorrow's even better.
Yeah. But added to which, do you know that he sent child porn to some of the parents at Santa Hook? So that
what?
Automatically gets him 10 years. Sent
Say
child
that
porn,
again?
Quote unquote. Alex Jones sent child porn to some of the parents of the victims of Santa Hook.
Are you
serious? So that's an automatic 10 years of phone.
What do you stand to gain doing that?
I don't know. Yeah, I just shock
He's
and hurt
sicko.
Him, I guess. Yeah, he needs to be his platform needs to be bankrupted by lawsuit.
Well,
on putting the business.
Not to
That's
mention,
so,
you know, Dave. Not to mention, the January 6th committee wants those texts.
Yeah.
You know that, right?
Yes.
You better believe
it. He's got Sandy Hook breathing down his neck. Now he's been accused of putting together the gathering at the Ellipse. And you think Sandy Hook's the problem? Wait till the January 6th committee gets a hold of him, his text and everything. And I'd love to hear what Filoni said in a grand jury testimony too today. I would be very, he had a grand jury.
Yes, I have a clip here, a minute, 30 seconds of the jury coming to the decision to, order Alex Jones to pay $4 million, and here it is.
Austin told the jury saying the InfoWars host must pay $4.1 million. To the parents of one of the Sandy Hook victims for years of unfounded claims like this.
Sandy Hook was the insane, synthetic, completely fake with actors, including manufacturers.
But just yesterday, Jones did an about-face from his lies about the school shooting.
It's 100% real.
For the parents of Jesse Lewis who brought the suit, the damages were far less than the $150 million they sought, but far more than the $8 Jones' attorney offered in closing arguments, $1 for each of the claims.
The jury just returned a verdict for compensatory damages exceeding $4 million. That's a darn good start. We can now have the punishment phase.
But Jones may face even bigger troubles over that close of text messages mistakenly sent to the plaintiff's attorney. The texts include what the attorney called intimate messages with Trump advisor Roger Stone. The committee is looking at Jones' role in the rally and riot at the Capitol, Jones' attorney asked for a mistrial based on the emails. The judge denied the request. The jury's work is not over. Now consider punitive damages. That process will get underway tomorrow.
So he's going down.
One down and many more to go.
You better believe
exactly.
Well, let's see. If he's worth about $5 million,
with all this.
If he owes 5.6, oh well. Go sell your house, sell your car. Who cares?
Well,
don't care.
Well, you know, I can't understand how someone can say that that didn't even happen when there's, especially if he, when there's children. It was just a cruel, horrible thing at an emotional level to do.
I know.
And what do you stand
you know, these
gain?
Parents
notoriety?
Are still suffering. And they're still suffering.
Oh, honey,
these
they're
going to
always suffer.
Yeah.
And they'll continue to suffer.
Exactly. And so, you know, to have somebody like that, you know, say that it was all a hoax. Are you kidding? God.
Well,
I find it just appalling.
Beyond appalling.
I find it appalling.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So did you know that Attorney General, Attorney General Merrick Garland announced federal charges against four current and former Louisville police officers in the Breonna Taylor case.
Yeah.
And they're going to go on trial.
Sure.
And this should be. Yes. I'm queuing up a clip here.
That's very deserving. I mean, I still am upset about how that happened and what happened to her. That was awful, horrendous. And, you know, maybe, you know, she'll get her family. So the family will get a little bit of peace of mind and justice. Of course, it won't
bring
her back.
Well, you know
what? You know,
I saw her on a news clip this afternoon near the, probably the 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock news. And they were, and she was talking with a group of people, and she was saying, she counted the days, some 900. I mean, it's been nine, so-and-so days, and finally, the day has come.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I have to take my hat off to Merrick Garland for that one, because this is very deserving. It really is deserving.
Yeah.
Don't you think, David?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, definitely. I have the Merrick Garland queue set up, and here is Merrick Garland announcing charging.
Okay.
Yeah, well, because, you know, Mitch McConnell, that's his state.
This morning, they were informed that the Justice Department has charged four current and former Louisville Metro Police Department officers with federal crimes related to Ms. Taylor's death. Those alleged crimes include civil rights offenses, unlawful conspiracies, unconstitutional use of force, and obstruction offenses. The four defendants were charged through two separate indictments and one information. I'm going to begin today by discussing the civil rights offenses that stem from the falsification of a search warrant. We allege that these offenses resulted in Ms. Taylor's death. These charges focus on the conduct of the Louisville Metro Police Department's Place-Based Investigations Unit. In the first indictment filed today, we allege that in early 2020, that unit was investigating suspected drug trafficking in the west end of Louisville. On March 12, 2020, officers from that unit sought five search warrants they claimed were related to the suspected drug trafficking. Four of those warrants targeted properties in the west end where that activity was allegedly occurring. A fifth search warrant was for Breonna Taylor's home, which was approximately 10 miles away from the West End. The federal charges announced today allege that members of the Place-Based Investigations Unit falsified the affidavit used to obtain the search warrant of Ms. Taylor's home.
My
God. This act violated federal civil rights laws, and that those violations resulted in Ms. Taylor's death. The charges announced today also allege that the officers responsible for falsifying the affidavit that led to the search took steps to cover up their unlawful conduct after Ms. Taylor was killed.
They knew.
We allege that defendants James and Goodland conspired to knowingly falsify an investigative document that was created after Ms. Taylor's death. We also allege that they conspired to mislead federal, state, and local authorities who were investigating the incident. For example, we allege that in May 2020, those two defendants met in a garage where they agreed to tell investigators a false story. The indictment separately alleges that Defendant Meany lied to the FBI during its investigation of this matter. Another indictment filed today alleges that after Ms. Taylor was shot, another LMPD officer, Defendant Brett Hankison, moved from the doorway to the side of her apartment and fired 10 more shots through a window and sliding glass door, both of which were covered with blinds and curtains.
Defendant
Hankison has been charged with two civil rights offenses, alleging that he willfully used unconstitutionally excessive force while acting in his official capacity as an officer.
Yep. So shit hit the fan, and going down one by one. These four former police officers or home police officers on purpose fired and killed. And you get the affidavit, which under false pretenses, she was 10 miles away from where they're investigating. And they went to her house with this false claim that, you know, she was a drug dealer.
Falsified the affidavit.
And a shoot randomly in her house. Yeah, they deserve to be under the prison. You know, yet another black person killed for no damn reason, by the way.
That's just awful.
Uh-huh. And, you know, originally they arrested her boyfriend saying that, you know, if he admits that she is the mastermind behind it, then he'll get released and everything. And the boyfriend refused to do that, and they went to her house and shot and killed and murdered her. And I tried to talk her up. So they're going down.
Good.
Yeah.
This gives me a little bit of hope in our judicial system, and the power that they have, and just to be able to find the facts. And I mean, who knew? I had a gut feeling that something was just wrong. You just don't break into somebody's apartment and start shooting. I mean, that just doesn't, you know.
Yeah,
and
it smelled wrong.
I am so happy. I am so happy for this family that maybe they'll get a little bit of peace and some justice. That's much.
Yes. Some closure.
At least.
Absolutely. Maybe a little closure. Well, I mean, they'll never get her back, of course, but a little bit of closure and peace of mind, maybe. Just to make them sleep a little bit better at night.
Yeah, you could see it in her mother's face. She just could exhale finally.
Yeah,
and you understand that was in Kentucky, right?
Oh
yes.
Yeah.
Okay, number here we go. And the reason I bring that up is because Kentucky is one of the poorest states in the union. Okay.
Oh yeah.
And yes, they have. The speaker of the, I mean, the minority leader doesn't do shit for them. Sorry for the mouth. I apologize.
Well,
doesn't do a thing for them.
Nope.
They don't do it. No. He is.
And
he was real elected. Yes, he was.
He was real elected again, Kentucky. Kentucky. I don't know about you people. No offense, but I don't know. Is it, you know, I don't know.
Oh, I guess that's
what
happened. I guess that will happen when you marry a cousin, have a lot of kids, you know.
Yeah.
Shit happen, nothing. But let's not, you know, whitewash everybody in some puppy buffy that way. You know, but Jesus, you know, how dumb can you be there, really? Mitch McConnell.
Do you see how devastated they are with the flood?
Pardon?
You know how
the flood,
you know that how they're such a mess, Kentucky. Their infrastructure is horrible, especially after the coal mines all closed.
Oh yeah.
And that state is devastated, and Mitch McConnell has not done anything to help his state, but yet they reelect him.
I know.
What is wrong with that picture?
I don't know.
Interesting fact about Mitch McConnell. Mitch McConnell went in as one of the poorest people in Congress. And since 1984, when he was first elected till now, he's the second richest person in all of Congress. How does that happen?
Can't imagine why, you know. Think about it. There's nothing to think about. It's called lobbyists.
It's
all dark money.
Very much.
It's disgraceful. And speaking of kickbacks and lobbying, what's her name? Boebert, District 3 from Colorado. She's been in there 2 years, just one single term so far, and she's worth $24 million, upwards of $24 million. And she was on the verge of bankruptcy before she went to Congress.
Yes,
she lost her bar and restaurant. And look at her now, $24 million and rising. I mean, Jesus, man, why do people keep electing these morons, these thieves, to Congress?
They're thieves. You know,
and these people
they're thieves. Stop to think about it. I want that job, too. First of all, they make good money. It's a hell of a salary. Second, a pension for life. Third, benefits
insurance.
And I and the common man cannot get ever. An office.
That's right.
A driver.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay?
Absolutely.
A staff. Give me that job. I can run circles around her.
I know. I agree. We have, and we would have brains, too. That's the whole thing. And the sad part is that many of these politicians are getting ultra rich, and, you know, our infrastructure and things that we need in our country are, you know, in disarray. You know, our roads, our bridges are, some are 100 years old now. They need, you know, everything needs updating. You know, and we are like falling behind. You know, Europe has the rails, and you know they have all the. I mean, it's just the trains and you know everything. It's just we're so behind in all that stuff. It's terrible, you know. And it's because we know why.
Obvious.
Yes, absolutely. And. Also,
California is one of the biggest culprits. They have tax on top of tax on top of tax. You listen to Bill Maher. If you ever hear him talk about his solar panels, it has taken him years to get a shed built with guidelines just to put the equipment in. Not to mention, he still didn't get his solar panels because there's always regulation, but nothing's getting done.
I know
money's going out, but he's not getting his. It's terrible.
Let's switch gears and talk about Brittany Grenier. She issued an emotional apology prior to and this is it right here, a little 1 minute clip. And for some reason, it's not playing. Oh, well. Right along.
If I may, what on earth, why would you pick Russia to go play basketball in the off-season?
I don't know.
Why Russia?
She could go anywhere in Europe.
Well, that's my point, David. Look at what Kobe Bryant did. He started out basketball. He started in Italy. That man came to the United States. And he could speak fluent Italian. Lori, you said you don't understand.
No, I understand. I don't understand why she went to Russia.
I think we're all
in the same place.
I don't
understand why she went to Russia.
Why Russia?
To begin with.
She doesn't remember. She doesn't remember putting the cartridges in her suitcase. And those are the wrong ones. Really? Now, don't get me wrong. I feel bad for her that she's now in jail. But she didn't think this one through at all.
No.
Yeah, she went to play basketball out of the NBA, WNBA
season. Exactly. Off season, you know, stay fit, maybe make some money. No, I get it. Russia?
I know.
And the attitude was, her excuse is, I either put the wrong ones there or I can't remember that I put them in there. I mean, come on.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That isn't going to fly. And now she's got 9 years.
Mm-hmm. I know. That's terrific.
I have mixed emotions. I almost want to say she did this to herself, honestly.
Mm-hmm,
you know,
uh-huh.
And at the same time, my heart breaks for her because she's scared to death. So, I don't know.
Well, she sure is. She sure is. That's scary.
9 years.
Yes.
I mean, I can't imagine. In a Russian prison of all places.
That's right. There's enough, Dave, you might even know. There's a man who was sentenced for 14 years in Russia, hard labor, for bringing in a half an ounce of weed into Russia. Another dumb thing to have done,
I know.
But
I agree.
You can't, that arrogance can't go with you some places. You just.
No, especially those kind of places.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the ban vaping in Russia, you know, and so she to take the wrong cartridges and everything. You know, what was she thinking? What she was thinking about.
Yeah.
And said arrogance, probably.
Okay, well,
Could be a mistake, you know. But which
maybe a little bit of arrogance. I don't know. But
she's
paying the price.
Hopefully she can, the United States can work through diplomatically and exchange her, but not for weapons trader. The weapons trader should be in life in prison because he's funding one of the funders for Russia's war in Ukraine. And I think that son of a bitch should be, put in an electric because the suffering you know, we shouldn't swap him for Grenier. Maybe somebody else, whatnot, definitely not him. You know, and that's why I gave her such a kind of symptoms because I want that Russian trader, that arms trader to come back to Russia and do the bidding of Putin. And then, the rat bastard at Trump sided with Russia, you know, as always.
Really?
That's
because Russia gave him money.
Sure
you don't think he's beholden to Putin?
Mm-hmm.
Of course he is.
Yeah, he is. Putin has some info on him. Listen, another call coming in. I think this is Susie from Michigan. Hello, Susie.
Okay.
Welcome to Kitchen Politics 123. What's cooking?
You got a good show tonight. I got 2 cents for everything.
Hi, honey.
Hi, Susie.
Hi, how are you guys?
We're doing
excellent.
Okay.
The election, Trump was helped by Russia because they hacked everything. So, I mean, he owes them. Plus, he wants to put a big hotel in Moscow. So, you know, he thinks if he kisses up to Putin, he'll eventually get a big place there. Because he knows he has to leave the country or he'll go to jail, I think.
Yeah. Well,
we were talking about Xi at the beginning. Why he's doing this to Taiwan. Well, he's up for election, they said, and he has to look like a strong man and don't let America take advantage of China. And China wants to take over the Philippines and Japan and everybody, and they've been running those military practices all over the China Seas, you know, rattling his saber. He shouldn't be reelected. It's not like their constitution, but he wants to go for another 5 years. So that's why he's showing I'm strong. I stand up to America and Europe. So that's one more thing.
he probably wants to be president for life.
Well, yeah, like Putin, right? Putin just did for himself.
But listen, he can't be president for life because Naj, as last week's caller, Monday's caller said, he's from Atlanta, Georgia. Naj was saying Trump's a figurehead and way too stupid to be a dictator. People just manipulate him
You know, he doesn't have the grit or determination in the brain to be a dictator. Who we should be worried about is Ron DeSantis in Florida. He's Trump, mm-hmm. but with more brain. I'm scared. That man scares the shit out of me. Why? Yeah, because he wants to put police at polling stations. You know, they have their own election police force. You know, that's very Gestapo. Why in the hell would Floridians elect this man to anything? You know, that's creepy.
Is there anybody running against him?
Yes. Democrat running against him.
Isn't it Chris?
The former governor, who's a current Democrat, Chad Chris, he's running for a Democratic nomination.
Yeah.
And hopefully he gets it, you know, because Chad Chris is not a Democrat. He is the current congressman for District 2, if memory serves me correct. But I just sincerely hope, if it's not Chad Chris, the Democratic nominee, I hope somebody strong will go up against Ron DeSantis, because Ron DeSantis, he's one of the reasons why I'm moving from Florida. He's just creepy. You know, he makes Trump look like a
No, he's not.
Quiet boy.
He's more than creepy. He is scary. I mean, there's something mentally wrong with him. He's on a power trip 2.0.
Well, he wants the white supremacist, you know, the fascist, playing to them, because he thought he thinks that's his only way of getting in, and that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what the Republican Party is doing now. They don't vote for anything. They don't do anything. They just take money from corporations. That's why they're all getting rich. And they want to control the government so they can run it, just like Mussolini and Hitler.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. That's what I think is happening. Yeah.
I know.
Absolutely. I know, simple.
Well, look who went and talked at CPAC.
The Hungarian president.
The Bulgarian?
Yeah, the Hungarian president. What's that tell you?
Hungarian,
CPAC was in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
I know, that's pretty scary.
And speaking of votes in Congress, the United States Senate, along with Republicans, voted for veterans of war, medical aid, for the burn pit, because a lot of them have cancer and what have you.
Oh, that's
it took
terrible.
You have the Democrats to shame them, you know, and they were fist bumping when they voted.
Hey, good, because that poor John Stewart has been trying to.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he did a great job. He shamed him
into
it.
He did.
That man.
He was so upset. He deserves a gold medal.
And even for what he did for 9/11, all the rescue people.
He deserves a gold medal.
He needs the Medal of Freedom.
Yes, he does.
Mm-hmm.
He's amazing.
I agree. He's just a kind soul. That's all it takes.
Yeah. I know.
And he's got a platform.
I just hope that, you know, the fist bumpers, Holly and Cruz, you know.
Oh, please
get their karma. That's all I hope for.
And did you know, speaking about the Medal of Freedom, before Trump left office, he wanted to give himself a Medal of Freedom. That's so arrogant.
He wanted to give it to himself, for real?
Did he give it to the pillow guy?
Yeah, he gave it to the MyPillow guy.
Did he give it to the pillow guy?
Yeah, something stupid like that.
I can't remember.
Yeah.
Have you noticed that he's doing more commercials on TV?
Mm-hmm.
Have you been watching Lindell? He's doing more commercials on TV.
Oh, God.
Yes, Walmart.
Yes, he is. He must be hurting for money. I haven't seen him on TV for years.
They're getting sued by the tabulator, voting tabulators.
Dominion.
I forgot the name of the machine.
Okay, so ladies, this is a big thing, big issue going to come up in the campaign and the election in November about abortion. Kansas recently upheld legal abortion in their state's constitution. You think other states will follow pursuit because of Kansas, big red Kansas, you know, upheld it in their constitution? What do you think other states will do?
Kansas.
I know, Michigan collected more petition signatures than any other ballot ever, 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 and it's going to be on the ballot in November.
Yes,
so
we're
going to
be. Yes, absolutely. That's going to be on the ballot.
And it's going to pay.
You know, the Supreme Court really screwed up. They really did screw up. And they're probably kicking themselves. They're probably kicking themselves now. But, you know,
no,
they
were picked by the far right. The Federalist Society picked all three of those far right guys and gal. And that's exactly what they wanted to do when they got in there. And they lied like hell during the committee that interviewed them before they got nominated. They all lied. They should go to jail for that.
Well, they should all be, taken away. They should all be have to go.
Impeached, recall, whatever you all call it.
Impeached, right, exactly.
Whatever they have to do, get rid of them all.
Because
if
you lie during your your job interview, you get fired. They should be fired.
Exactly.
Hello.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
You better believe
it.
Try to delete them.
I just don't recognize our country anymore, and it's scaring the hell out of me.
I know.
All these crazies on the far right. I mean, you know, our grandparents, our parents went through the war and lived through this, and we're having it now here? Are you kidding me?
I know. You know,
because there's money to be made, Susie. There's money to be made.
Oh, yeah, it's all about money and power. I know that.
Yeah.
That's why all the politicians are rich. That's why they charge you $350 for a vial of insulin that only costs $6 to make, and they sell $40 every other country in the world.
Yeah.
That's why.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk
a little bit about Lizzie Cheney.
And women are dying because of it.
Pardon?
And women... innocent women are dying because of these laws that I'm making. But, Liz Cheney, go ahead with Liz Cheney.
Liz Cheney? Oh, yes. She's my new hero. She's a hero. I mean, honestly and truly.
She's the only Republican, Susie, with a set of balls. Okay.
You know, she is. And she said today, if the DOJ is not prosecuting Trump, if there is enough evidence, call into question. The U.S. is a nation of laws. She said if the Justice Department does not prosecute former President Donald Trump for his role in the insurrection at the U.S. Capitol, and the facts and the evidence are there, the decision could call into question whether the United States can call ourselves a nation of laws. Yeah, I mean, she's absolutely right. If they let him go, can you imagine the next guy?
I think they are doing it, though. I really do. But they have have all their ducks in a row, and they have everything down perfect, and evidence, and back up their evidence, and, witnesses and all that, and they're gathering it. And when they're ready for their trial, they can't screw up. It has to be done, and he's got to go to jail. With all his cronies. Nice orange suit to match his face.
And Vice President Dick Cheney did an ad for his daughter. And,
I saw that.
You know, and I haven't seen him. I mean, has anyone seen him? Haven't seen him in years, okay?
Well, he's hiding for what he did in Iraq.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, he screwed
He called Donald Trump a coward in a new ad supporting his daughter's reelection. Understanding what it means if the facts and the evidence are there and they decide not to prosecute, how do we call ourselves a nation of laws? He said. He said, the question for us is now, are we a nation of laws? Are we a country where no one is above the law? And what do facts and the evidence show? So, I mean, honestly and truly, this is what we have to, he asked, and I am sure that Merrick Garland is going to do the right thing. Charges up against those four police officers.
Thank you. That's what I was going to say.
He's
very meticulous. They had some people on that worked with him for years. He's very meticulous. He's very quiet. He's working like crazy behind the scenes, and then he lowers the boom.
That's my kind of guy.
Yes. I have that Big Cheney ad for Liz Cheney.
Yes, yes. Please play it.
Yeah, I'll play that ad. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
In our nation's 246-year history, there has never been an individual that was a greater threat to our republic than Donald Trump. He tried to steal the last election using lies and violence to keep himself in power after the voters had rejected him. He is a coward. A real man wouldn't lie to his supporters. He lost his election, and he lost big. I know it. He knows it. But deep down, I think most Republicans know. Lynn and I are so proud of Liz for standing up for the truth, doing what's right, honoring her oath through the Constitution. And so many in our party are too scared to do so. Liz is fearless. She never backs down from the fight. There is nothing more important she will ever do than lead the effort to make sure Donald Trump is never again near the Oval Office. And she will succeed. I am Dick Cheney. I proudly voted for my daughter. I hope you will too.
I'm Liz Cheney, and I approve this message.
Good for her. Good for her.
That was a good one.
That was good. That was very good.
Good job.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
It needed to be said. It needed to be said.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Now we get all the crazies on the Republican side running for office. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
I
that
know.
That one gal that said, oh, I won. Oh, it's crooked, but I won, right? She said, it isn't a good election, mm-hmm. but I won it. Sounds familiar?
The list from what state? From where?
I forget. She had the short hair.
Wisconsin? Was it from Wisconsin or Michigan?
She was a TV personality, and she ran on the Republican side. And then before, on election night, before they even counted the votes, she said it's a crooked election, and if I don't win, then it's not good.
I saw that. Mm-hmm. It was Arizona.
Oh,
and then she won, so now it's not crooked anymore?
Yes.
And
the reporter
Was it Arizona?
And the reporter asked her that question, and she wouldn't answer it. He said, well,
who doesn't like
is it still
reporter?
Crooked? She wouldn't answer him. It was hysterical.
There's no answer.
Yeah,
there's
it's hysterical.
But he knows the answer.
Yeah,
You know, speaking of crazy, that Republican that Trump endorsed recently in Michigan, she's running for governor. Her name is Tudor somebody.
Tudor Dixon.
She is a ripoff. She's a ripoff of the current governor, Gretchen Whitmer. Same hairstyle, same makeup and dress, you know?
Yep.
And Trump endorsed her recently. What's your views on that, Lori, and other ladies?
Oh, okay. I have something. That's so funny you brought that up because I have something. I have her Tudor Dixon's resume on LinkedIn. She has absolutely no experience to be a governor. Absolutely.
Well, then, you know what? Put that on, advertise that. Put it on social media.
I will. Okay, and let me just go through it. In May of 2019 to July of 2021, which was 2 years and 3 months, she was a news anchor on America's Voice News. What the heck is that?
Right winger, right?
Yeah, obviously.
Like,
then
One News.
She was the co-founder of Lumen Student News, June 17th to May of 2019. That was for 2 years, Geekin, Michigan. The next thing she did in 2016 through June of 2017, 8 whole months, she was a district salesman manager for Finke Steel. In 2015 to 2016, 1 year and 8 months, she was the director of sales to Cast Steel Technology. And then she was a sales manager at Michigan Steel from June of 2002 to May of 2009. Boy, that's
why
government
so many
material.
Jobs.
She can't keep a job.
Huh?
Can't keep a job.
She can't
that's
keep
exactly
a job.
My point.
Yeah. That's governor material.
Yeah, that should probably, you should probably put that on, yeah, social media.
Don't you worry.
Just put it on Facebook. Yeah, I wish I had.
Oh, I will. I will.
Oh, yeah, that's my people. Here's the Republican candidate. And then just.
Yep. Oh, don't worry. She will embarrass herself. Don't you worry. It's coming.
She probably will.
She will embarrass herself.
She's probably right.
All the ones that were running against Gretchen all said blamed her for the high gas prices and the inflation. Like she could do anything about it. Neither could Biden, for Christ's sake. And they're so stupid that they have to blame somebody, so they blame them.
I know.
But what did the Republicans do for the inflation? Anything?
No, nothing.
No.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Well, all right. On that note, what are their platform policies? What have they talked about?
Everything Democrats want to do.
Yeah, just get rid of the Democrats. That's all they say.
They have not. All they do is want to. How do I put this politically correct? In the sense that. I know. I'm on. You got to remember, this is not a personal phone call. This is a radio. So it's so easy to forget you're on the radio, okay? Because all four of us are passionate. But in the sense that it'll come back to me. It just wandered away. Sorry, it happened.
They haven't passed anything. They haven't done anything. And the infrastructure bill, they went back to their home counties and said, oh, look, I got you money for that bridge that fell down. But they didn't vote for it. I mean, they have no shame.
No,
they just lie through their teeth. The good word in Italian, puttana. Yeah, that's what they are.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you better believe it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this next clip, ladies, wait. The next clip I'm about to play almost made me fall out of my chair. I couldn't believe that she won, but listen to this.
Okay.
Is the projected winner of the Michigan Republican gubernatorial race. Tudor Dixon was endorsed by former President Trump, as well as the DeVos family. You'll remember that Betsy DeVos was Trump's education secretary, and she actually resigned in the wake of January 6th, making some Republicans think that could be the move to accept
Trump's endorsement was super late here.
Very late. 11th hour.
And one could argue that Kevin Rinke was running a more Trumpier campaign. But this Republican primary was decided when a bunch of candidates couldn't get on the ballot due to bad decisions.
That's right.
And so Tudor Dixon became the sort of fifth choice of the Republicans after they lost their first choice.
That's right.
Yeah, so why do you think Trump endorses more on this idiot?
Because she looks like Gretchen.
Yes, why she does.
I mean, just the hair. The style,
she bowed down to Trump, I love you, you're great, and all that, and he likes that, so he voted, endorsed
her.
Never
mind, I won't say it on air.
But, that's the only reason he did,
He does not like Gretchen Whitmer.
Ooh. Yeah, because she told him.
That woman in Michigan. I'm with that woman in Michigan.
I moved out of control.
Yep, I'm with that woman in Michigan. She's going to win in a lopsided victory. Dick DeVos can pour all his money and resources in there. She's not going to win. But then again, you can't really take it for granted because Trump can, quote-unquote, win when anything is possible. It's all about money. And hopefully Gretchen Whitman
I think what will help her is because of the abortion question.
Yeah.
And the women will go and vote and their husbands, and Gretchen will win with them because they're not going to go
anti-abortion.
Yep.
Including rape and incest.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. A 10-year-old girl, give me a break.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's how staunch she is about that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then
if you have a
topic pregnancy and you have to get rid of it because then you'll die, you can't do that either. Mm-hmm. Oh, and now they're talking big time contraception. They don't want a bad contraception. So what? They want everybody to be pregnant all the time?
Yeah.
They can't afford the people to have.
Mm-hmm.
There's enough poor people in the country.
Mm-hmm.
And if you give it away free, like they do in other countries.
Yeah, and if women said no to sex, they said, oh, geez, you're a bunch of lesbians. They're the mean woman and the great woman and what have you. You notice, though, that these Republicans who are anti-abortion and they're anti-gay marriage, they're the same ones participating in these things where they have their one or two or three or ten mistresses, and a mistress will get pregnant, and they're the first one in line to get an abortion, even though they voted against abortion. So, you know, do as I say, not as I do. And for the gay
thing, I thought they had Trump on tape saying thank God for abortion before he started running when he was doing his TV show.
Mm-hmm.
They interviewed him. And he even said, thank God for abortion. You know, because he can touch everybody anytime, kiss anybody who wants, remember?
Ugh.
Yeah, in that interview. Ugh. He's such a pig.
Yes.
The other thing, Tudor Dixon, the other thing is that being that Betsy DeVos is like in her back pocket, so to speak, she's, of course, against public schools. You know that, right? That's the other thing. She's anti-public school.
She's ruined. So, I mean, she was Secretary of Education. She couldn't even talk.
So I'm saying Peter
Dixon.
And
her brother was that military,
Prince.
What do you call it?
From Blackwater.
Yeah,
Prince
you pay
from
him? A mercenary? Yeah, during Afghan War. He made
brother,
a bundle.
Yes, her brother is black. Yeah, he's one of those mercenaries. Yep.
Mm-hmm. No, they're sick family.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't her brother the one that, they committed
Eric
murder,
Prince.
Didn't
That's
they?
Eric Prince, the mercenaries in Afghanistan. Eric Prince is his name from Blackwater, who mercenary work in. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yes.
See, they're part of that far right movement. We're going to make fascists in Christian name, and you can't have the black people go to private schools. It only can be the white people that can afford it to go there, and then we'll have all the regular people pay taxes pay for it, which sucks. That's their plan. They want white supremacy, and they want to have all the power and all the money, and that's what they're working on.
Mm-hmm.
No other reason. It's not for the betterment of anybody but them.
And they want to promote child labor and, anti-abortion stance where 10-year-olds can get raped. And, look at this. 10-year-olds can't ride in the front of a car because they're way too young. So why the hell do you want a 10-year-old to have a baby? Suppose this child was raped. Well, no, not suppose. Being a 10-year-old, you're raped if you're pregnant. Jesus,
yes,
man.
Yes, it was raped.
So you can't give consent. Some states are 16, some states are 18. So what these Republicans are doing is just disgusting, and they call themselves Christian. Nobody should vote for them. So let me play this little clip about Tudor Dixon speaking after winning the Republican nomination. I need a laugh. Here it is.
Okay.
Thank you for all the support you provided to me and the girls and for putting up with a massive amount of estrogen in your life. And, of course, my incredible mother, Catherine, who stands behind me. This woman stepped in at one of the most difficult times in her life and selflessly helped me with anything I needed. Daddy would be so impressed with what we've done together. He really expected me to be here, but he just had to get to heaven a little early to storm it for us. So that's and I would be nothing without my team. My team is absolutely the most incredible group of people, and it's people all through here, and it's my core group, and it's filled with the most amazing personalities that mesh together in the most beautiful way. And it's not perfect, because perfect can be the enemy of good, and it's really good. So we are a really good team. And the best part about our team is that when I'm having a day where I'm like, oh, everything is so hard, they lift me up. And when I'm having a day when I walk out in a stupid outfit, they go, no.
And did anybody tell her it's not about her?
Right. I was hoping for, like, honestly, what she planned to do if elected governor.
She did not do one policy.
No, none of them did. Have you heard
nothing? Not a policy promise, not a nothing. And the only reason it wasn't her team, it was because of Trump. It wasn't because of her team.
No.
Exactly.
And the only one-liner they got is, we don't like Gretchen, we don't like Biden. That's it.
Yeah.
There's nothing else.
Yep.
No, they have nothing else.
It's ridiculous. Yeah. Again, who would vote for a Republican like this? You know, she looked like an airhead. She seemed like an airhead. She speak like an airhead.
Because,
guess what?
Yeah.
It must be an airhead. Exactly.
Hopefully they're going to have a debate. Do they usually have a debate?
Yes.
Yeah, usually it's for a 3 debate.
More than one, usually.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Wouldn't that be good? You'll ask, what are you for? What are you going to do for us? And,
Yeah.
I'd like to see
her,
because she hasn't said a damn thing.
But,
I haven't heard or read anything.
No.
Right? But you know, the debate would be over in 5 minutes if she tried to debate Gretchen Whitmer, because, I mean, she's out of her depth, this woman, Tudor Dixon.
She's out of her league.
You know? Yes, definitely. No money from Dick DeVos and Betsy DeVos and Ken Hagler. I'm sorry for this woman, this poor thing.
Don't feel sorry for her.
No, I don't feel sorry for her. She's there only for money and glory.
And Big Gretchen put her in her place, for real.
I hope so. She's got some good programs in Michigan. She's trying to reduce the tax for seniors so they don't have to pay the regular rate as a working person, at retirees, you know. She's trying to get rid of that or lower it. And she's trying to get pharmaceuticals lowered, too.
Yeah, she is. She's working very hard. I mean, Gretchen, I mean, I have to say, I think she's been a great governor. And, you know, when you go online and, you know, if you go to her, like if you go to Gretchen's, governor, her Facebook page, I mean, you have all the crazies in there, you know, that come in and they comment. And you know what they're still talking about? They're still talking about the nursing homes when we were in COVID and the people, how many people she killed in nursing homes. They don't
First
know
of all,
the facts
she didn't
about
kill
that.
They
she
do. They
killed anybody. It was a virus, and it was before the vaccine came out. I mean, it's baloney.
But what I'm trying to say is this is what they latch onto, and they're still talking about that. They're still talking
because
about
they have nothing else to talk about.
Exactly. But
they
but
go
it's,
on
it's
the
so
website
insane.
For InfoWars. What do you want?
One at a time.
They're
one at a time. One at a time. One at a time. Yeah,
those
one of the
idiots
time.
Go online to people like InfoWars and believes all the BS that they say. They don't read the real news or listen to the real news. They just believe the baloney.
Lori, you're saying something?
No, it's okay.
Oh, wait, you said you would feel sorry for her, and then Susie said don't.
Yeah, don't.
Okay, so donate to Gretchen Whitmer. Gretchen Whitmer is at secure.atblue.com/donate/Whitmer. And this is our latest 30-second ad from Gretchen Whitmer entitled Family. You can find it on YouTube, Gretchen Whitmer Ads 2022, and this is it.
Both my girls are in college now, but I'll never forget those early days. juggling a newborn, a mom with cancer, a full-time job. It was a lot. All over Michigan, people are facing those same struggles. That's why we've made childcare more affordable, made it a priority to get kids back in class while making the biggest investment in education ever without raising taxes. The last few years have been tough, but we're tougher and getting things done right now.
Yes, that was our ad.
Yep. He's going to have some good ads.
$17.1 billion in education without raising taxes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what Republicans are going to do?
They did
nothing.
Mm-hmm. They've done nothing.
No,
they
and what she
nothing.
Says she's going to do, she does.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
As much as possible. She picks.
Yeah, with the our we have a Republican legislature, and she's butting heads with them all the time. And
yeah,
they don't want to pass anything she wants or needs.
Mm-hmm. She's been fixing the damn roads.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Let's change gears again. The latest subpoena suggests that the Department of Justice probe could be aiming for Donald Trump directly.
Ooh.
That would be nice. That would be very
nice.
Yay!
Yeah.
This
comes from CNN.com. Yeah, they may aim directly at Trump. I can't get them on anything. They have so many things to get them on, you know. So I wish it was before election, maybe an October surprise. But people are saying, some Democrats are saying, oh, you know, it may look be too politicized, and I think it's a witch hunt. think if Republicans are in this position, they'd say, oh, no, it's too, you know, maybe we'll wait till after the election. No, but after the son of a bitch, no. Get him.
Yep.
Put them behind
well, they got him on tape
saying
find votes. They got he made
exactly.
a call recently to try to overturn one of the elections in one of the states, Wisconsin or something.
Wisconsin.
They got him on
mm-hmm.
tape. That's treason. That's
again. If you think Merrick Garland doesn't know this, you know he does.
Oh, he's got all that.
He's got it all.
Mm-hmm.
You know the thing about we're too impatient in the sense that we put up with this long enough, and yet he'll pull the trigger when he's ready, and boy, when he does, jaw's going to drop.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot wait.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
then, also, New York is going to sue his ass for tax evasion and all
that's
that.
That's another story
mm-hmm.
right there.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
So he's getting it from all sides.
The reason
what do you think
that,
he wants to run for office is for paying his legal bills, that's all.
Yep. Yeah, well, the reason that he can step into different programs. The latest subpoenas are the reason that they think that he is moving forward is because the grand jury subpoenas for former White House counsel, Pat Cipollone and former deputy counsel Patrick Philippon, the latter of which reported by CNN, is a latest sign that the department investigators are reaching inside of Trump's inner circle during his final days in the White House. So that's one of the reasons why they think that he's moving closer, which is good
news. Oh, for sure. And I'm sure he has a lot of subpoenas we don't even know about.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Again,
awesome.
Merrick Garland will get it done, just like this Breonna Taylor.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
That was an example of how he bites.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
It was. And I was really happy to hear
he's
that.
He's quiet. He's like a snake. He's quiet.
Yeah.
He gets around and he goes in. But no one knows that about him.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least they
we're learning. We're learning.
Well, I think with after Brianna's announcement today, I think more people are learning too.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Because those are federal charges, and when a federal charge is a death penalty.
Yep, it gave me hope today.
I know
it really did.
Me too.
That's what makes him a good judge. You don't go out in public until you have all your guns loaded, then you go fire, right?
One at a time, one at a time. We'll have 10 minutes left. And the last topic we'll talk about is the Supreme Court. There are rulings, and they're going after gun laws. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So what are they saying about gun laws, Lori?
What they're saying is after the Supreme Court ruling, it's open season for U.S. gun laws. The Supreme Court ruling expanding gun rights threatens to upend firearm restrictions across the country as activists wage court battles over everything from bans on AR-15-style guns to age limits. The decision handed down in June already has led one judge to temporarily block a Colorado town from enforcing a ban on the sale and possession of certain semi-automatic weapons, the first major gun decision in more than a decade. The ruling could dramatically reshape gun laws in the U.S., even as a series of horrific mass shootings pushes the issue back into the headlines. The gun rights movement has been given a weapon of mass destruction and will annihilate approximately 75% of the gun laws eventually, said Evan Knappen, a New Jersey gun rights attorney. The court battles comes as Biden administration and police department across the U.S. struggle combat to surge in violent crimes and mass shootings, including several high-profile killings carried out by suspects who purchased their guns legally. So, in other words, stay tuned. The Mall of America today. What happened there, David?
Yes, in Minnesota, they want to call it isolated incidents where, people were shopping and then there's this big ruckus and arguing and then gunshots were fired and people were, panicking and running to the exits and freaking out. They haven't caught a gunman yet. They're searching for the gunman. Nobody was hurt, thank God, but this is not an isolated incident because it's going on every other week in America where, it's another regular Thursday in America, another, shooting. Thank God nobody was injured this time. They died.
Yeah, absolutely.
We need stronger gun control laws because when Bill Clinton signed it in 1994, the sale of guns and gun control legislation, and he signed it, the violent crimes were down, but after it expired and Republicans didn't vote to renew it, it went up 700%, So again, why would anybody vote Republican? They don't care about America. They care about giving taxes to the rich and corporations and lining their pockets. And there's like a revolving door after they retire from work for voting for these lobbyist bills. Then, hire me. Yeah, pay me tons of money. That's what the Republican Party is about. So stop voting Republican. Stop listening to Fox News. Stop listening to right-wing media. It is rubbish. Think for yourself.
I know.
Exactly. I just don't understand how they can say it's in the Constitution. The Constitution was written in 1776. They only had muzzle-loader rifles and pistols. And the farmers had to have it to protect themselves from bears or from the British. And if they were in the militia, they could be armed. What's that got to do with machine guns that kill people in war today?
Lobbyists.
Not a damn thing.
Lobbyists.
It's a gun lobby for sure. And what's funny is that the gun lobby went bankrupt because they spent all the money that people paid in. That guy, didn't he go to jail or something? That was the head of the, what's the organization for guns?
Wayne LaPierre.
Are you getting in trouble for that?
I think he went to jail. I'm not sure. I have to look at it, but
I don't remember.
But he can come see with trouble.
Yeah, it was the gun lobby, and he was taking money from the members and spending it on himself.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay, final word, ladies. We have 5 minutes to wrap up on everything. Who will start the final word? Go, Susie, and then we'll have Madeline and then Lori.
All I can say is go to the vote, go and vote in the fall and vote Democratic. That's the only thing that's going to save us.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thanks for calling in, Susie.
Take it easy. Susie, good show tonight.
Post it on Facebook, Susie. Post it on Facebook.
Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
We'll get her down.
Bye.
Good night.
Good night, mm-hmm. Dave. Good night, Lori. Bye, Susie.
Good night.
All right. Yes, ma'am. That was Susie, and that was Madeline in Michigan. Okay, so last word, Laura, before we wrap up.
Well, what made my week, what made my day, I think it was yesterday or the day before, the January 6th rioter, I'm sorry, gets more than 7 years in prison. Guy Raffet, who brought a gun to the U.S. Capitol during the riot, received the longest insurrection-related sentence to date, 7 years. Woohoo! Made me happy.
Yeah, that's a good thing. That's a good thing.
Yep.
All right, my final word is that, you know, we're going from strength to strength as we trot on to the November elections, and people are pissed, especially the women, about not having the right to decide what's good for their bodies. And what is more, big government and the government trying to, you know, limit women's rights and freedoms. If a woman, for whatever reason, wants to have an abortion, she and her doctor, and if she believes in any deity, you know, and the people making these rulings are majority men. They can't have a baby. They don't know what woman goes through, understand what woman goes through, the basis of religion. It's going to backfire big time, and hopefully a precedent is set where the party in power and a person in the White House, their party wins, because if Democrats don't win this, then we have to suck salt for the next 2 years. And God knows that's going to happen in 2024. Because Republicans,
it's
just a dry run with this insurrection. And we want to put things in perspective and put people who are responsible for it in jail and make an example, because nobody's above the law. That's my final word.
Exactly. Yes, and I would like to also say, just, you know, if just vote blue, vote Democrat, bring people with you to the polls, encourage people to do their mail-in voting if they want to, you know, do that as well. Just keep the conversation open. We just have to point out what's happening in this country, and let's just hope that in November things turn around for us, because we deserve it. After suffering with Trump for all these years, it's appalling. Every single day.
Yes.
It's annoying.
Yes. Exactly.
And seeing him in prison, seeing him go to prison, it would be like the frosting on the cake for the country.
Exactly.
Anyway, that's all I have to say.
Yes, ma'am. I want to thank everybody for listening, sharing, commenting on Facebook, facebook.com/kitchenpolitics123. We're on Monday nights and Thursday nights, you know, so check us out. Check out past shows. Vote Democratic. Until next time, this is David Franklin in Mexico.
And this is Lori Pickup from Michigan. Everyone have a good evening and take care, and we'll talk on Monday. Bye now.
In our nation's 246-year history, there has never been an individual who was a greater threat to our republic than Donald Trump. He tried to steal the national election using lies and violence to keep his job in power after the voters had rejected him. He is a coward. A real man wouldn't lie to his supporters. He lost his election, and he lost big. I know it, he knows it, but deep down, the most Republicans know. Lynn and I are so proud of Liz for standing up for the truth, doing what's right, honoring her oath to the Constitution, and so many in our party are too scared to do so. Liz is fearless. She never backs down from the fight. There is nothing more important she will ever do than lead the effort to make sure Donald Trump is never again near the Oval Office. And she will succeed. I am Dick Cheney. I proudly voted for my daughter. I hope you will, too.
I'm Liz Cheney, and I approve this message.
A little less conversation, a little more action. All this aggravation ain't satisfaction in me. A little more fire, a little less spark. A little less fire, a little more spark. Close your mind, open up your heart. Satisfy me, baby. Maybe close your eyes and listen to the music. Dig to the summer breeze. It's a groove and I can show you how to use it. Not a love of me and put your mind at ease. Hey, less conversation, a little more action. All this aggravation is satisfaction. A little more fire, a little less spark. Thank you.